Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 4 o'clock hour of the Hochman and Crowder simulcast. Alex Dono is in for Channing Crowder this week. And actually, I'm taking a couple days off this week as well because sports is going to be ramping up again very soon, and we don't want to take time off then. So Dono will have you covered Tuesday and Wednesday this week. I'll be back on Thursday. Crowder will be back next week off of paternity leave. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. And we've got a loaded potato for you the next couple of hours. Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in about 15 minutes, and we will get the latest COVID-19 update from him. I saw on CNBC, California has announced that they are closing indoor restaurants, movie theaters, and bars statewide as coronavirus cases continue to rise, which changed the entire stock market today. I always give you the stock market report at 4 o'clock. Dow Jones Industrial Average at one point today was up about 600 points. And the NASDAQ was up about 200 points. It was a phenomenal day for most of the day on Wall Street. I'm watching the countdown to closing bell right now, 9 seconds before the market officially closes. But anyway, everything turned around after California made their announcement. Dow Jones Industrial Average is going to end on the positive side. Looks like it's going to end up about 11 points, which is about 600 points off its high today, which isn't great. S&P 500 down 29 points, and the NASDAQ ended up dropping over 2% today after being up around 2%, down about 226 points. So ends up being a mixed day on Wall Street, but a very terrible final hour on Wall Street. But what do we say, Dono?
We'll get them back tomorrow.
We'll get them back tomorrow. I want to get to the Mount Rushmore of French fries, the Harrison Ford Mount Rushmore. It's his birthday today. We're juggling a lot of things. Let's get headlines first, though, real quick with Alejandro Solana, because there is some sports news going on.
The Washington football team announced it will retire the team's nickname and logo. A new name has yet to be determined.
All right, so they made that official today.
Yep. Big news in the NBA, Russell Westbrook of the Houston Rockets. He tested positive for COVID-19 prior to leaving Orlando. His plans are to return to the bubble, or to at least arrive at the bubble and return to the Rocket once he is healthy.
All right.
Rajon Rondo, he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He fractured his right thumb. He's going to have surgery. This happened while he was in Orlando.
All righty.
Kamaru Usman, he got to 17-1. After he earned a unanimous decision, beating Jorge Masvidal on Saturday night at UFC 251.
Masvidal got his toes stomped. What did you think of the fight, Dono? You talked about it earlier in the show.
Yeah, the main event was it was a letdown in the standpoint that you kind of had hope that Masvidal would really land some hands and they'd go back and forth. It'd be an exciting fight. It wasn't a very exciting fight because Kamaru Usman just negated almost everything Masvidal wanted to do. I said it in the 2 o'clock hour, I'll say it again, that Usman wasn't fighting to be exciting. He was fighting to win. So there was a lot of clinch work,
in boxing,
a lot of
takedowns. That's what in boxing, Mayweather would do that a lot, right? I mean, he was a defensive fighter. Not that he was being defensive, but it wasn't an exciting brand of fighting, but you kind of know what you're getting. I think a lot of people wanted Masvidal, though, to do something special, like that, you know, knee that he started out with another fight or whatnot. But I mean, on the short time that he had to get prepared for this and cut weight and get over to Fight Island, he certainly didn't embarrass himself.
No, he didn't. And even in the final 15 seconds of the fight, like, he was still trying to throw haymakers and knock Usman out. Like, he was still very lively. And I think that, you know, for everyone talking about how disappointing, you know, it was for the 305 to lose that fight, I think, Hawk, we can take some victory in this because Kamaru Usman lives in Fort Lauderdale. So
right.
305 may have lost, but that was a win for the 954. So that's
954, just as important. Lee Sterling, by the way, our professional sports handicapper, he went 3-2 on his picks on Friday. He had Jan over Aldo. That one should have been stopped a little bit earlier maybe than it was. What else did he have? He had Dos Santos. That was a loser.
That
right?
was the mistake, because I told you guys, always yes. bet on Dagestan. He lost a split decision to a Dagestani fighter. I would have never made that pick. I would have been 4-1.
Now, you will admit, though, because I watched that fight could have gone, and obviously a split decision could have gone either way, but that one really could have gone either way.
Yeah, I did not know what to expect when they got to the scorecards. It was one of those.
Do you know one of the scorecards had the Dagestani Sokolov 30-27?
Yeah, winning all three rounds. It goes to show you sometimes you can have three different judges, and it's like they're all watching a different fight. It's like they don't always see it the same way. It's wild.
We had Santos over Bogatov. That was a winner. We had Zhumagulov. He was a loser. And then he had Usman over Masvidal. So anyway, 3-2 for Lee Sterling. He's 10-7 over the past 5 weeks in his MMA picks. Anything else in the headlines, Solandria?
Yeah, guys, 4-star safety, class of 2021. He goes to Northwestern. His name is Cameron Kitchens. He is committed to the University of Miami.
Let's go.
It's a big pickup,
they're
man.
Doing it, man.
They're cleaning up. They're cleaning up with the home kids, too. And, you know, like I noticed that their recruiting class for 2021 is very focused on South Florida, which is, and isn't that something every Hurricane fan wants? Because we always complain.
Yes.
We always complain when they let too many guys from the neighborhood, you know, go to the SEC and slip away. Like, they are zoning in on the 305 and the 954 in a big way.
We have shouted about this for years, right? For years, you got to keep these local kids at home. Manny Diaz is doing it. He's going to be under some pressure to win, but he's definitely keeping the kids at home. What else, Solana?
Tonight in the MLS is back tournament, LAFC will play the Houston Dynamo at 8 p.m., followed by the LA Galaxy versus the Portland Timbers. That's at 10:30 p.m., two really exciting games in the MLS is back tournament tonight. Finally, guys, Myers Leonard of your Miami Heat, a much better beer shotgunner than J.J. Redick of the New Orleans Pelicans.
Did you see the size of the opening, though, that Myers Leonard made on the can?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a little suspect.
A little.
I would think
that's
so.
That's cheating, because usually you just poke it with, like, a key.
Yeah.
And so you have a smaller opening, like, he got a lot of the liquid out quickly, but it was because he made this gigantic opening.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how it's possible to make the opening that big. Like, I would love to see, like, a behind the scenes of how.
Right.
What
do you have? The jaws of life?
No. Well, I think the bigger problem, too, with Myers, and you know how much I love Myers, but after he finished the can, he didn't pour out whatever was left in, or at least flip the can
Bro,
over to show
I,
us what
I,
was left
I,
in the can.
When he threw it on the ground, it sounded to me, when it hit the ground, like there was plenty of liquid in there.
Yeah. At least a lot of foam. And I'm a little disappointed because Myers, clearly a well-respected guy in the frat star community, right? Like, I don't think anybody's arguing that. And he should know better. He should know. Myers should know better.
Yeah, I agree. Anything else?
This sports update was brought to you by Joe Hillman Plumbers, your trusted plumbers for over 33 years. Today, we continue to service all of South Florida just as we always have. When you have a plumbing issue, we are available 24/7. Log on to joehillmanplumbers.com so we can help. Your friends at Joe Hillman Plumbers wish you all the best in these trying times. Really quickly, right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s, currently 86 degrees in Miami, just a 10% chance of rain. That is your weather.
Today is National French Fry Day, and we all gave our Mount Rushmore of French fries earlier. We will revisit here briefly. My Mount Rushmore of French fries, McDonald's fries, of course, Steak and Shake, thin and crispy, so good. Hooters, curly fries, but they have to be well done. And Chickies and Pete's, crab fries, which you can get all over, you know, the Northeast, but they also have a Chickies and Pete's inside the BB&T Center for Panthers games where you can get their crab fries there. That's my Mount Rushmore of fries. Dono, your Mount Rushmore of fries?
My Mount Rushmore of fries, hold on while I pull it up. Obviously, McDonald's, the headliner. Miami Subs, I love their seasoned fries.
Strange choice for me, but you got to do what you got to do.
This one, very controversial. I love the In-N-Out Burger fries, but only if they're animal style with the spread on top. I think those are amazing.
Doug Plagans would agree with you. I would not.
And then my fourth, ooh, what did I have with my fourth? I didn't have it written down. Because I had written down Flanagan's curly fries, but I think I changed it to something else. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I remember what it was. It was Five Guys.
Ah, yes. In the bag. Everybody yes. loves fries in a bag.
Yes.
All right, Solana, what was your awful Mount Rushmore French fries?
Arby's curly fries. Arby's curly okay. fries.
And again, I maintain if you're going to Arby's, you get the potato cakes. Not if you're getting a potato item at Arby's, you get the potato cakes.
It's crazy because I had no idea that they even had potato cakes. It's the first I'm hearing of it is today.
That is a big mistake on your part.
Next, I had sweet potato fries at Flanagan's.
Sweet potato fries are never on a Mount Rushmore of French fries because sweet potato fries are never better than a regular potato fry.
Well, once again, you've been proven incorrect as sweet potato fries have made it to my Mount Rushmore of French fries.
Okay.
Burger King fries.
I mean, honestly, they've never had a good fry. They've tried for years and years and years. They've never had a good French fry. And for you to put that on the Mount Rushmore is just, it's embarrassing.
And I maintain that ripping BK fries has just become this new fad. Nobody knows why they do
it. No, it's not a new fad. It's been happening for years because their fries have been awful for years.
And it's no coincidence they've changed, like, the formula for their
Correct.
Fries, like, four times over the years because they've never been good. They're always trying to figure out how to make them good,
Right.
and they always fail.
Right.
And finally, waffle fries at Pollo Tropical.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's absurd as well. Because if you're going to get waffle fries, you're going to get them at
Chick-fil-A.
And if you're going to get a side item at Pollo Tropical, it's going to be plantains or yuca or the tostones, the Nutella empanadas.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it doesn't, your list is awful. It just, you failed. You're 0 for 4.
Thanks.
Dan Day, what is your Mount Rushmore of French fries?
Well, I take my fry game very seriously because, after all, I am Cajun French and Irish, and that's just
True.
Two things right
oh,
there.
Wow.
French
I mean,
fries
Irish,
and potatoes.
They love potatoes. Yeah.
Oh, every meal has to have a potato in it. So, going to go first with the ultimate, of course. The whole reason everyone does good in school is that they can go to after you get your report card and get some McDonald's fries.
That is so well pointed out. Like, that's a reward when
yeah.
the fries are so good at McDonald's. It's a reward.
Mm-hmm.
How you don't have them on your Mount Rushmore, Solana, is it's I can't even believe it.
Maybe it's because he got straight D's on his report card, so his parents got
right.
Burger King fries.
Right, you're lashing out because you're stupid.
So got the McDonald's fries. Then I'm going Burger Fies fries and the peanut oil. Oh,
yeah, those are good. Burger Fies fries are good.
I've never been there.
And then in
good place.
North Beach in my neighborhood, they got a place called Burgers and Shakes. It's a local place. They've got some thick steak fries that are out of this world.
I don't like steak fries. I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Ooh. And then finally, I'm going to go with some Orida crinkle cut, kind of undercooked fries. I don't want them overcooked and hard. I want them soft.
That's a great call with the Orida fries. Everybody had the bag of frozen Orida fries somewhere in the freezer growing up. That's a good one there. I had a tweet, I think it was Friday or so, we were talking about something. There's a local place in Miami. I guess it's almost like a pop-up called 3-0 Fries. Have you ever heard of that, Solana?
No, I haven't.
Go to 3-0 Fries, because then I had said to them Friday, you know what? I'll give you a mention on the air because I like French fries. I had no idea today was going to be National French Fry Day. The website is 3-0 Fries, like T-H-R-E-E, the letter O, fries. Kind of like 305, but it's 3-0 Fries. And they've got nacho taco fries. I'm looking at their website right now. Slice of pizza fries. They've got Nutella fries. Ooh, chicken bacon ranch fries. Welcome to Miami's Philly fries. Fresh hand-cut fries topped with vaca frita or chicken vaca frita. House-made cheese sauce with or without onions and green peppers. I mean, these sound delicious. And they do pop-ups, I guess. So 3-0 Fries. I always like supporting a local place. Check out the website, 3-0 Fries. Are you looking at it, Solana?
Yeah, I'm on their Instagram right now, 3-0 Fries.
Oh, there you go.
Also where you can find 3-0
Fries
on IG.
So that's a good... And maybe one day they'll be on the Mount Rushmore of French fries. You know what I mean? I can't put them on there because I've never had their fries. But maybe one day they'll be on there. Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in the next segment. He gives us our weekly COVID-19 update. Obviously, a lot of cases. So be very interested to hear what he has to say. We will talk with Dr. Chuck Metzger next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
You nailed it! All right, the doctor is on the line. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dr. Chuck Metzger, he's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and he's been in private practice in Boca Raton since 1999. You could follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. He joins us every Monday with a COVID-19 update. Things are, skyrocketing over the weekend. I just saw something on Twitter that the obituaries in Houston, in the Houston Chronicle, the obituaries were 43 pages today. I'm so disappointed in us, but maybe Dr. Chuck can talk us all off the ledge. So what are the latest numbers? We always start with that. Actual latest COVID numbers for Monroe, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties.
Yeah, so for July 13th, the numbers are as such. Monroe County has 572 reported cases with 6 reported deaths. So that number's come up quite a bit.
By the way, this is since the beginning in March, right?
Yes, yes.
Like, that's total numbers since this all started. Yeah,
yeah. That's not day by day. That's cumulative.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
So that's going back 4 months. Just about 4 months. Dade County has the most at 443 cases with 1,139 deaths. Broward County, 30,025 cases, 464 deaths. And Palm Beach County with 21,016 cases with 606 deaths reported to date.
So Florida, now over the weekend, Florida announced over 15,000 positives in one day, which shattered a record. I know this is a toxic question, but do you think Florida would benefit from a shelter-in-place order for a couple of weeks just to try and tamp down the numbers? Because it seems like we're doing, you know, the Band-Aid thing, but the patient is bleeding out. Like, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I see what you mean. I mean, it's getting to a point where you feel like you're kind of sitting in a room and the water is kind of climbing up on you, you know, and you want to know what to do. You start to get a little nervous and want to kind of get out of the room or find some other higher ground. And you're right, that's a natural. The way I would look at it is it's always hard to make these kind of calls on when you're dealing with so many different variables. Obviously, the most important thing is the livelihood of the people that live here. One of the things that comes to mind as I would consider a flying it would be, you know, kind of like a triage. So, you know, triage is a term we use, and someone comes to like to visit the emergency room. You see the sickest patients, you address them first. So the sickest counties, I would address first. So obviously Miami and Broward come to mind just because they have the most cases. Certainly Palm Beach, where I live, would be a consideration as well. Obviously, we've gone over this a few times. The reason we would want to do all this stuff is to avoid, not only we don't want people to get sick, of course, but we also want to limit the strain on the hospitals. There's no question that in Dade County, I know some docs that work in the hospitals in Dade County, there's definitely a problem. There's definitely crowding. There's a lot more cases of hospitalized patients. There's no question that there are better protocols in place than there were 3 months ago in terms of how patients are addressed, and I've talked with intensive care doctors about what they do to manage them, and actually the doctors in the hospital or the hospitalists who are seeing these patients have the protocol. So it's a tough call because these types of things don't tend to go up a little bit at a time. They tend to go up kind of exponentially when you have a contagious disease. So the numbers jump and then jump, and it's shocking. So it's a tough call. I would say, gosh, at this point, I would consider, you know, kind of ground zero would be like Dade County, and consider that area first. But it is such a tough call because it affects so many people that, you know, some people who feel like, gosh, my livelihood is on the line in terms of my income. I understand that there's a risk of someone getting infected, but I don't know what, you know, it's kind of like a difficult, you know, call to make either way. But I would probably start with Dade County first, just because they have essentially more deaths and more cases than do Broward and Palm Beach. And so they're the highest number.
Now, Governor DeSantis has made it loud and clear he wants students in schools. He does not want virtual classes this fall. What's your opinion on that?
So, again, another tough call. You know, I would look at a place like Dade County, and again, this affects so many people. So I get why there are so many different opinions, because you bring your own perspective into these things. But if you look at Dade County, you really worry about, you know, those the people that would go to the schools, you know, the teachers, the parents picking them up and all that. You know, are we really going to be able to socially distance in small classes with young children who, you know, don't understand the ramifications of everything? So you're going to have, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth graders who have to wear masks and socially distance when they're not used to any of that. Because right now at home, they're not wearing masks and they're not socially distancing. They're around their family and friends. And part of when I first saw this happen 3 months ago, my first thought was, okay, it sounds great. We're taking everyone, you know, so there's another side to this. You take everyone out of the schools and they go home. Well, you're going to sit at home for the next 2 or 3 months and never see your friends. It's really going to be impossible to do that too. So essentially they get exposed to each other in the playground or when they go to a friend's house or those types of thing, which is actually what's happening, is, you know, I have young kids, I have 4 kids, and, you know, invariably we hear about a story where someone went over to a friend's house, you know, the next day we get a call, oh, our friend got tested for COVID and they're positive. Now you got to isolate it, you know, so it's very hard to keep track either way. So it's this kind of balance. And again, I would probably look at Dade first as to, you know, whether to consider, you know, being online or some variants of that. As the numbers go up, you know, we still got, what, 3-4 weeks before this really becomes, the school is really about to start. It's hard to imagine it's going to go down. So if it's up even higher, it's going to be hard to argue for staying in classes, certainly in Dade County. The other two counties, maybe there's a chance, but my gosh, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, Dr. Chuck Metzger is with us, joins us every Monday with COVID-19 questions and answers. So the stock market ended up barely up on the Dow today, and it was way down on the NASDAQ. But at the beginning of the day, the market really popped this morning, and it was based on some potential vaccine news. From CNBC.com, what they wrote was two experimental coronavirus vaccines jointly developed by the German biotech firm BioNTech and the U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer have received fast-track designation from the U.S. drug regulator, and the candidates of the drugs, their BNT, whatever, blah, 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 are the most advanced of at least 4 vaccines being assessed by companies in ongoing trials in the United States and Germany. Anytime you get any kind of positive news with vaccines, the market jumps. Then when you get negative news, the market pulled back today because California announced that they are now going to close restaurants, and the market reacted in kind to largest state rolling back some of their openings. So I ask you, though, what do we know about any potential vaccines or treatments, maybe the ones today that Pfizer announced or ones that have been in the news for the last few days? Is there anything on the positive front?
So the situation that you're talking about was between Pfizer and a company called BioNTech, which is a pretty cool name. So it's a German company, and so they kind of put their resources together, which are quite substantial. The initial studies showed that there was a very good neutralizing antibody response. So that's the key. We talk about antibodies. Neutralizing antibodies are what we want because that's what really stops the virus. So they had a very good initial studies from that, which is what got them to the point where they were then approved for this fast track status, which was a huge boon to them. And they feel like they'll have data and the ability to start producing a large amount. They're basically putting $1 billion on the line. They may lose it all, they said, but basically $1 billion to start producing the vaccine so that by October, if they have data that shows that it's beneficial and ready to be given, they'll have produced, they think this year, by the end of the year, they can produce several hundred million vaccines, which is, of course, very, very good. That would be great news. They don't have much more data than that. They're going to start on a study of about 30,000 patients later this month, and they hope that, so that'd be kind of the phase three trial. Phase three is kind of what we need to show the efficacy or the effectiveness of the vaccine to then allow it to, if the data is good enough, for the FDA to approve it. And if they do that in October and they're ready to go, that would be huge. That would start to turn things around significantly. Now, that 100 million vaccine doses sound like a lot. It would quickly be absorbed. And so they actually talked about in one of these other articles related to this, what they would have to do to basically kind of prioritize, kind of triage, like I said before, prioritize who they're going to give this to. And so that's kind of the crux of what's happened. But basically, it's an American company, Pfizer, and this BioNTech German company have these couple of vaccines that they're trying to bring together. And over the next 3 months, starting middle of this month, I'm sorry, later this month, they'll have 30,000 candidates vaccinated over a period of 3 months and see how they do. So we'll see. We'll know more probably in about 3 months, it sounds like.
Doc, you mentioned earlier hearing some news about troubling hospital situations down in Dade County. How's the hospital situation overall in South Florida? We're starting to hear about a lack of ICU beds in a number of hospitals, in the hot spot. But how are things now in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, including your hospital?
So Dade, Broward, certainly Dade is the part that concerns me the most. There's definitely, there are areas that have fewer than 10% of their ICU beds and hospital beds. Again, there are different reasons why patients will be in the ICU. So it doesn't mean that they're all COVID cases. In fact, they're probably, I know they're not. But it does put a larger strain on people who also need to be in the ICU. Because what happens is you have a patient with coronavirus, it limits the amount of nursing that they can provide to other patients because they have to be they spend so much more time with individual patients who have coronavirus, especially if they're quite ill. So that makes it very difficult. In fact, there are areas of Dade County that are renting out convention centers just for bed capacity. And again, you can put 2,000, 3,000, even 4,000 beds if you wanted into an area. The issue is, do you have enough nurses? So they're hiring nurses like crazy. Now they got to make sure that those nurses are ICU trained because these are going to be very sick patients. So it's a very, very complex case and situation in Dade County. In Broward, I'm a little less concerned. And in Palm Beach, there are areas. So I go to Boca Raton Regional Hospital. In speaking with the intensive care doctors and the local hospital doctors and just my own experiences, there are some cases. There are a modest amount of hospital cases, and there are a small amount of ICU cases, just in my own kind of review of what we have here in the Boca Raton area. So it's there. It's not overwhelming. I think that the protocols and things that the doctors, treatment plans that doctors can come up with, just from the experience of the last 3 to 4 months, where they use dexamethasone and there's a medicine called remdesivir that we have more availability of, it's reduced the number of patients who have had to go on ventilators, which is generally the reason you're going to be in the ICU. So I think that gives us some hope because it can give people a chance. Before, we felt like people had far, far less of a chance when they got really sick from coronavirus. So it's bad. It's getting worse. It's not terrible. And I don't think there are areas in other parts other than maybe in some areas of Miami-Dade that are in the kind of overwhelmed area yet. I think they're strained, but not, in the Miami-Dade area, but not overwhelmed, except maybe in a few places. But that's basically what I see it as in just my, own, evaluation.
Dr. Chuck Metzger. He's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics, chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He's a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. Always appreciate your time on Mondays. Do I have this straight? Solana told us before you came on that you agreed with him that Burger King fries belong on the Mount Rushmore French fries.
So now listen, don't at me here, but so those fries, they're like a thicker fry. And if you put those
terrible
in their milkshakes, so if you dip that in a good chocolate milkshake, your day is made.
God.
Your day is made.
Mean, you are 6 years old. Right. You told us a couple weeks ago, you ordered,
I shared
the story that you would do the Duffy's. He goes to Duffy's with me. He orders the kids' cupcakes, do-it-yourself cupcakes, so that he could frost them himself and put the little gummy bears on them. And now you're telling me that you like Burger King fries because you could dip them in your milkshakes? I mean, is this the movie Big? Are you really a doctor, or did you just make a wish over at Boomer's?
Listen, I all I can tell you is I've lived a great life. Not that it's over. I'm just in the middle of it.
I
don't know where I'm going with that. But that was a big part of it, was the Burger King fries and chocolate milkshakes. Just a big thing. And then
Burger King fries
home,
are terrible.
The best.
Just terrible.
Glad we
agree
to disagree.
Just terrible. You have to question everything that you've told us. Dr. Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
All right, guys. Doctor.
All right. He joins us every Monday. Go give him hell on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. These are interesting times we're living in, but you can trust that my friends at All American Roofing are taking all the necessary precautions. They're open, they're ready to serve you, but they are following all the appropriate social distancing and safety guidelines. So if you've noticed a roof leak while you've been spending all this time at home, All American Roofing has been serving South Florida for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They are always available to provide the best in customer service. And they've got emergency services available 7 days a week. We had a lot of rain over the weekend. There's been some rain in South Florida today. All American Roofing is always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. I remember years ago, my old homeowners association sent us a letter that, yes, you have to get a new roof. Sometimes you get that from the homeowners association. If it's time for a new roof, All American Roofing is the way to go. They use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security savings and comfort for you and your family. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. All right, let's take a very quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Give me that tempo. I just see on CNBC right now, KFC is shutting dining rooms in Florida. So you won't be able to, you'll have to go through the drive-thru. I just tweeted it out too on CNBC. They had Pitbull on. He was talking about an investment he's making. Always good to see Mr. 305 on CNBC. Like that. There's been almost too many texts and tweets regarding the Mount Rushmore of French fries. Today is National French Fry Day. And almost none of them agree with you, Solana, that Burger King fries are on the Mount Rushmore fries. But there are a lot of people too, Donald, because you had In-N-Out fries on there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't like In-N-Out fries. I think they're undercooked. I think they're kind of tasteless, to be quite honest. I don't think there's much taste to them.
But I said they have to have the spread.
Right.
Like basically, to use a term from your vocabulary, the fries are just a vehicle to get the animal style spread.
Ah, yes.
That's all it is. But also, Hawk, it does not surprise me to hear people arguing my In-N-Out Burger take, because I've noticed something that happens with a lot of Floridians, that it has become really trendy for people in Florida who have never had In-N-Out Burger to just automatically bash it you know, just because it's something we don't have over here and it gets very hyped, you know, because people, anybody who's been over to the West Coast talks about In-N-Out Burger. So I guarantee you 90% of the texters who are bashing In-N-Out Burger have never even had it. I see it all the time.
Right. We went, my family, we went to Vegas. When was it? Like January or February? I can't remember. And my wife and son got In-N-Out Burger for the first time ever. They loved it. We had it twice while we were in Vegas. They absolutely loved it. I like Whataburger better than In-N-Out Burger. I don't think In-N-Out Burger is worth all the hype that it gets, but it is really well run. It's well organized. So you go in there, the place is packed, but everything is always right. And it's always, you know, a ton of employees working. So that, but for me, their French fries don't have enough flavor. And I think one of the important things for French fries is, can you eat them without ketchup, right? So are they tasty enough on their own? My Mount Rushmore French fries, McDonald's, you could eat them without ketchup. I like it with ketchup, but you could eat them without ketchup. Steak and Shake, you can eat them without ketchup. Hooters curly fries, well done. You could eat them without ketchup. And Chickies and Pete's crab fries, you know, they've got the Old Bay seasoning all over them, so you could eat them plain as well. So I stand by mine. I haven't seen many people that agree with you, Solana. Yours was a little off base. Are you willing to admit that not many people see Burger King fries the same way that you do?
I'm willing to admit that. I'm also willing to admit, and Dono, I'll take this right out of your playbook, which I think you stole out of my playbook, that people like...
A lot of playbook stealing going on here.
Seriously. No, I'm like the Bill Belichick of radio.
Seriously, people like to hate on things that other people are hating on, and Burger King fries fall under that umbrella. If you go to Burger King, you order your Whopper, you order the original chicken sandwich, which is delicious, you get the fries, always. You never opt out of the fries. Why? Because deep down you know you actually like the fries.
I actually get the onion rings there.
The onion rings. I would totally disagree with you at Burger King. It's the one place when you're getting a burger that you do opt out of the fries because their onion rings are better than the fries.
I disagree. I would not get
onion
rings.
You've been proven wrong. You've been proven wrong immediately. Immediately, succinctly, and thoroughly.
I mean, this is just one of those things. People like to bash Burger King fries. Everybody does it, so why not join in?
I don't think everybody likes to do it. It just gets bashed a lot because they're not up to snuff. I don't think it's any, are you a conspiracy theorist? It sounds like you're a conspiracy theorist, that it's not the actual fry which is bad. It's people enjoy bashing their great fries.
They enjoy bashing the fries, but they enjoy bashing them because they're always so disappointing.
Because they're bad, right?
Well, because what happened was the two fast food giants in the United States, you would agree, McDonald's and Burger King, right? Those are the two most widely known fast food giants that are probably found in every city in the United States. And when people started talking about the best French fries, McDonald's had Burger King for a long time. So that's where this derives from.
Here's the problem is he tries to do like this filibuster thing and he thinks he's going to get to some point at the end. But I see this as it's taking place. He's going nowhere with this. He's already flailing. So go ahead. But I see this. I see what's happening here because this has happened a million times with you. You start rambling on and on, and you think you're going to get to the aha moment at the end. You never do. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm getting there. I think I'm
Burger King
there.
And McDonald's came out at the same time.
Right.
People are used to something.
No, go ahead. I mean, it's been cemented in your brain already that McDonald's fries are better than Burger King fries.
Well, they are.
So you automatically just rip Burger King fries, and it's not fair. It's really not. I'm tired of the Burger King slander. The Burger King fries are just as good.
Did he get anywhere with this, or did he just restate what he's been saying now?
I hate the fact that their fries aren't good because I like some of their sandwiches. Like, I really like the original chicken sandwich. I like
Phenomenal.
A Whopper every now and then. I like the chicken fries, but the French fries are not good. So
yeah, they're just not good. I mean, I don't get any enjoyment out of bashing it. What do I care? They're
same.
A local company.
Yeah.
I want them to do well.
Yeah.
Burger King fries are good, though. Like, what? What's everybody doing?
All right, I'm glad.
What's everybody doing?
He will not admit defeat. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. By the way, our friends at Funky Buddha, so they are have closed the tap room at Oakland Park, but you can still order pickup. So you go to funkybuddhabrewery.com
And you can still enjoy all their delicious beers and all their delicious food. But out of an abundance of caution, they have reclosed the tap room on Oakland Park because it just, you know, they don't want to put their employees and customers at risk. They have not been forced to because Broward County is not forcing anyone to close, but they just feel more comfortable, and I applaud them for that. But I highly recommend going to funkybuddhabrewery.com and checking out how you can order for pickup or delivery. So anyway, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. 5 o'clock hour, Jay Figg will join us. We'll get a searing pain movie review from her. Today is Harrison Ford's birthday, so we're all assigning her Harrison Ford movies. And I think we came to the conclusion earlier, none of us believe she's probably seen any Harrison Ford movies, which is shocking. But I really don't think she has, right? I mean, he hasn't. There's no way she's seen Blade Runner. No way she's seen Air Force One, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Star
Fugitive.
Wars. Like, I just, he's a prolific actor. I don't think she's seen many, if any, of his movies.
She's
anyway.
Probably seen The Secret Life of Pets, too.
Right. Anything that's an animated film that somebody lends their voice to, that's how she knows them. Oh, yeah, that's Rover, right? He played Rover? Yeah, that's him. All right, let me talk about ShieldMedDepot.com here. If you listen to this radio show, you know I talk about them a lot. So impressed with them, too. I got a Twitter direct message from someone that said, I ordered some masks and hand sanitizer at ShieldMedDepot.com, and I didn't get a confirmation email, and I don't know what happened. Well, I let the guys at ShieldMedDepot.com know, and this guy reached back out to me, and he's like, I can't believe how quickly they responded, and they told me my order is fine, and they're going to have it delivered the next day. Like, he got it the next day. Like, their customer service was just beyond belief. So I'm so thrilled to talk about them. We all need to protect ourselves from coronavirus, and ShieldMedDepot.com is your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. They've got masks, they've got hand sanitizers, it all gets delivered right to your home. ShieldMedDepot.com is a family-owned and operated company, and they've got the KN95 masks, which are very safe. They've got the hand sanitizers that are rated to kill 99% of germs. ShieldMedDepot.com is a local company. They deliver most orders within 2 business days, and they also give back a portion of the proceeds to first responders. So take a moment, visit ShieldMedDepot.com, Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D, ShieldMedDepot.com. Now you don't have to worry about going into the grocery or convenience store hoping they've got something left. Now you can get all the masks and hand sanitizer you need right there, shipped to your front door from ShieldMedDepot.com. If you own a business, by the way, and you want to have private labeling on hand sanitizer, they do that as well. They also sell the hands-free, the touchless dispensers for hand sanitizers. So if you own a business, you check out on the website and you'll get all the info right there. But use ShieldMedDepot.com as your one-stop shopping site for COVID-19 protection. You can go there right now, have some stuff ordered. You'll have it delivered to your house probably by the end of the week. ShieldMedDepot.com, S-H-I-E-L-D, ShieldMedDepot.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.